Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Truth is Freedom, a radio talk show with me, your host, Pastor Cheryl. I hope you guys are having a great day and hope you are tuning in with the intent to not just listen in, but call in and share comments. And we are on our final week of a discussion, a very needed discussion concerning the people in our family, our lineage, our heritage, the things that grandmothers and great-grandmothers and sisters and brothers and all of those close to us, those positive, good things that create strength and help to our families collectively and individually. We're talking about those things and how it needed to be passed on and repeated. It needed to have a repetitiveness to it, those good things. And two, what has it done for you personally? Three, what have you seen it do for the family as a whole? So this is our last week. We've been having a lot of good talk on this, and I speak that it'll be more than just talk, but it'll be something that'll become an initiative and initiated in our families. So again, this is Truth is Freedom, a radio talk show, and that's what our subject matter is for this week, for this month, actually, it has been, and today is the last day. You can call in at 657-383-0613 is where you want to call me. I'm going to not just speak on it alone. I do have a special guest, if you will say, who was going to speak on this also. He's going to share his ideas, his thoughts of what this conversation has meant, what it should mean, and how it should be applied to all of those who are listening and taking hold. So we again shared last week with our callers and with our listeners that it's so important that we know what it is that our family possess, the good qualities that they possess, knowing and how to use it and how to mimic it and get it being a part of the family. You know, sometimes some of the craziness of our families, if we used to make a list, those are on the top of the list. But through this show and through this conversation, it is our hope that you would put these positive things on the top of the list and let those become more of the natural reaction, if you will, for yourself and for your family. A lot of times we do things and we say, well, you know, that's in the Browns, that's what we do, but it'd be foolish stuff. We want to say now, with those positive things, that they become the first idea, they become the first thought. And let that be known for what the Browns do. Is it going to affect everyone? No. Or I should say, I don't believe it's going to affect everyone at the same time. It will affect everyone if we keep promoting it, keep producing it, keep it fresh. I also had shared that we, as Black people, oftentimes don't think we have anything positive in our family to share because we see ourselves as poor and ignorant and, you know, don't say that, but we think we don't have anything. You figure, you know, nobody in your family may have ever had a corporation or, you know, whatever, idea, inventions. So you think that you really don't have to pass along, but we come to change understanding and know that even a sharecropper, you do have a positive thing. And one of those positive things is that you know how to feed yourself. You know how to grow food. Everybody don't know how to do that. So even if that's something that was positive, that is a positive thing in your family, if that's what's in it, see the positivity in it and build on it. That was another thing we were stressing. Maybe a sharecropper in and within itself, just by itself, isn't a big deal. But when you build on that idea of what that sharecropper had, it becomes more substantial. It becomes food for your spirit and for your soul, if you will. So this is what we're discussing, and we really want to hear from you. And this is your opportunity to share all the things that you know of your family that are good things. It could be your personality, or some people are calling in and saying that, you know, our people, I've known us to be fighters. We don't give up. That's a good thing. Too many people give up too easily and find themselves in some bad situations because they gave up. But that's something to build on. If you know that you have a strong family and, you know, they don't believe in giving in and giving up and poor mouthing, as they used to say, that's a trait. That's a good thing, because there's a lot of people that have given up. They don't understand the value of persevering and pressing on. So it could be, again, like I said, a character or a personality or different skills. Dad may have been a whittler. He may whittle wood and did it well. That's a skill to grow on. That's something to promote. That's something to build on. You know, because there's a lot of places where you buy in furniture today, and that's how it started. Somebody's great-great-grandfather used to whittle, and then the great-grandfather took that whittling and started making chair legs. And then the grandfather took that whittling and that chair leg and started making a sofa. And then it grew, and now who knows, it could be our house that started like that. It could be a Lazy Boy. All of these furniture places that you spend money for to buy furniture, if you would study the history of it, you would find the idea. That's how it got started. And that's how important knowing this stuff is. And these are the things that we throw to the side and cast to the side and have let go and don't take in. And we're throwing away our heritage. We're throwing away what is needed for us to be productive citizens at this place and at this time. And it's a lot of stuff that we've just thrown away. It's a lot of stuff that we haven't even acknowledged that is true, that is a talent, that is income. And we've got to stop that. We've got to stop thinking of ourselves as void of anything worthwhile, of anything feasible, of anything that can build an income and make an income. So give us a call if you have ideas and things that you want to share on because you just agree. Or have any other question or comment, 657-383-0613 is where you can reach us, and we're here and hear from you and ready to get you on the air so you can share your thoughts and ideas. I was saying that I have someone else who's going to join in. They're going to join in because they had a lot to do with putting this idea together and the acknowledgement of our heritage and of our power and our lineage and how we need to share it and pass it down from generation. Even if you say, well, nobody ever told me anything, well, you can start finding out. It's there. If you want to find out, it's there. Especially in today's world with so much technology and books and libraries and whatever is available out there, you can find out a lot of things if you really want to know. Talk to some of those uncles and cousins and, mothers and grandmothers. Talk to them. Sit down and they have a wealth of information. I know you guys might sit down and laugh and talk again about some of the things or silly things that happen in the family. Have a serious talk with them about what this family has to offer. And you'll be surprised what they have. Some of it they may not have even thought about, but if you bring up the conversation, I'm sure that they'll have a lot of insight and a lot of things to share and a lot of things to say that will inspire you. As I know that if you seek, as the word of God tell us, if we seek it, we'll find it. Not the door shall be open unto you. And this is what we're pushing, that we want to begin to do some seeking and knocking and asking so that we'll have a more solid understanding of what our family is about. And don't just look at your family current and say everybody messed up. Don't sell yourself short. That's not the whole family. There are things that went on before this generation. This is a generation of a family, but it's not the whole family. So there's things that went on in generations before that can put a sparkle in your eye if you found out and if you understood what the family was really about, what it was really built on, what your niche is, if you will, and what your family is and what the truth is, what your skills are. All families have them. Your family has them. My family has them. But I kind of got off track, but the guest is going to come and join in the conversation. He put this together, helped to design this together. Actually, I can say he was the real mastermind behind the whole idea. And we want to acknowledge him again because this is our last show concerning this subject. So I wanted him to chime. And his name is Pastor A.J. Thompson, and he's going to join us. Hi, Pastor A.J., and thank you for chiming in with us. And, yes, this is my husband, but he has some things that he wants to share and share them in his own way. So I'm going to let him speak for a minute.
Hello, everybody, listeners. I'm honored to be able to speak with you today on the power of our bloodline and ancestry, because that's very important for us to succeed and master life and master situation that we encounter rather than being mastered by them. Even sometimes we have to master other people too instead of being mastered by them. you know, the positive thing, the trades, the gifts, the talents, the skills, you know, the uniqueness about your people, about your spouses, about your siblings, and even about your children that you can see being passed on to them, because those are the things that allow our generation to succeed from generation to generation, which with its power, I believe it will pull us up from where we are now with all this senselessness and violence and killing and lack of responsibility and the blame game. Reach back into our inner self and grab hold of the power that is now with us, first by God and passed on through spirit and through bloodline from our families and loved ones. And then it'll once again make us great. It'll make us so that people won't want to bother with you or hurt you or harm you, because they can see the power that you have. They can see that you become anyway, that's the primary goal of this, and not to just stop, but the scene is set to be able to continue doing this in your life and acknowledge those things that you know for certain and that your people tell you, people that you can trust tell you, and not so much caught up on history, on because people have a tendency to giving you the version of history they want you to have that is not beneficial for your livelihood and for your generation to come and your already existing generation. But that which is from you and from your family is sound and will help you for sure. But you have to remember to grab hold to the positive and are powerful, and you have to recognize those things that are foolish and unwise and not pass them on, but instead use them as the positive thing of what not to do.
So we thank Pastor AJ for his input and for clarifying more of this show was produced to do. Pastor AJ, what do you have to say people or two people who just may really feel that what their family has done just ain't positive?
Well, I say for them to look at what they've done in negative things. The positive things about those things is that you learn firsthand not to do them. Positive that you can get from them. You learn firsthand the results from what come from that. And so, again, the positive thing, you already have to go through that to learn that lesson. You already got it. That's the positive from that.
So once they see and understand that, then what?
Then you build on that. You learn to look beyond that, because it's somebody that's got positive, that's full of bad. He might have did that consistently, but that consistency is positive. Only you're going to take that consistency and do something positive and not do that and put that effort toward positivity for yourself and for your family. But for yourself first. And you will find that light. You will find the power in that to get you through and over whatever situation that you encounter. Because I know firsthand everything ain't a hunky-dory in my life. Because I found some of those things that wasn't positive, but they carried me through because I was able to decide early on that I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that, and I don't want to be that. And they helped me because they stirred me away from the situation and from those kind of people in those kind of places.
So what I hear you saying is that you have to have a mind to want to do something, or you can't, you won't find a positive thing if you're not looking for a positive thing. Am I right in hearing you say that?
You're exactly right. And then you have to also understand that some of the things that you think that's negative when you're coming along, as you live long and experience things, you find out maybe they wasn't negative, but they were positive and you thought they were. And then when you find out, you have to do the flip also. You have to acknowledge it as positive, even though you might have thought it was negative your whole life. But the day that you realize that it brought some positivity in you, that's how you have to start viewing it in order to continue to draw power from.
And too, as I was saying, when we really have a sincere heart about seeking out the positive things, to do the right thing, because that's what positivity is, stuff that'll help you get the right thing accomplished. I can't leave out that that's the power of God, and the God will always help us to succeed and see and do the right thing, as long as our heart is in the right place. So I just say be encouraged to know that too, that there is a power that you may not be familiar with, but that's available to help those who are in a place and have a mind to want to be and do the right thing. It just awakens up that spirit within you when your mind and your heart is to seek out to do good.
I agree with that, and I also want to be clear, it's important that you grab hold of the power that is in your family, in your bloodline, because that power that will sustain you in throughout your entire life, and that will sustain you and your family and for generations to come. Your offspring will sustain them, the ones that are not even born yet, that will carry them.
Tell us more about this power. You saying this, to know the power of the family. I hear the word, but what do you mean by the power that can sustain us? Where do I find the power at?
Well, the power, one of them is those of you who got people in your family who are thinkers. You know, that's a great power, being able to think and not be guided like sheep in this world as to what to think. You know, like commercials come on. When commercials come on the TV, they're telling you what to think. You know, but a thinker, he decides for himself what to think, no matter what they're showing on TV. And that's what he decides what's best for his life or their lives, no matter what they're showing on TV. And he decides to be creative. You know, he don't need instruction from somebody else to be creative. Now he can learn how to improve his creativity, you know, from looking at somebody else and learning something from somebody else. But he have to have the basics of it for themselves, because if they don't, then they basically become slave to somebody else. Your talent even becomes slave to somebody else. Your talents and your gifts, well, it's like you said earlier, wood. You know, whether it's doing a sewing machine or whether it's cleaning, your talent is for you to have a business and a legacy for you and your family, not to be a employee for the rest of your life, not to be a renter for the rest of your life. You know, some of you family are people who own stuff. You need to own stuff so that your family don't have to keep starting over in life every time there's a new generation. They need to have a solid foundation set up already for them to continue to build upon.
Okay, I think that kind of answered the question. I'm really still not sure. But anyway, give us a call, callers, and you can talk more with me. You can talk with Pastor A.J. Thompson. He'll be here also to answer your questions, 657-383-1313. And the show that you're listening to and that you will reach through that number is Truth Is Freedom. And again, the number is 657-383-0613. So you were talking about power, having a faith to grow on and to pass on. How can our listeners, how can they start a foundation? Because I do know that there are some family lineages go back far enough to find nothing to stand on, because that was their lineage, to just keep repeating foolishness. That was basically what they did. And so now you got a person now that's saying, you know, this isn't due, and they want to break the chain, if you will. Any encouraging words to them as to how to start breaking that chain?
Well, first of all, they need to understand that that is not their lineage. That's the foolishness that somebody in their family have been on. But the deep of the power that is in their lineage is still there. If they're still alive, it's still there, because it don't die because somebody died.
Okay, so how do they, you say the power is still there. I mean, what is the tool that I to locate? And I'm asking for me too, because I want to do this. What is the tool that I use to see that power? If I'm looking back in my lineage and you said, you know, that isn't your natural lineage, that's just some foolishness that somebody kept perpetuating.
Right.
Okay, so that that has become my lineage to me, because I don't see nothing else. So what tool do I use in order to get past all of that and get to the power thing you're talking about?
Well, the first one is you have to decide that that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Because once you do, and then the positivity start coming into play, whether if you run into a friend, an old friend of your mother's, or your dad's, or uncle's, or something that can tell you something positive that you never knew, nobody never talked about, because everybody was busy talking about the foolishness. But it started with you, and that's what you want to do, and that's what you want to find. When you decide that you want to find that, that's a scripture in the Bible that says, so is a man thinketh, so is that man. And it doesn't mean mankind, not woman or man, but mankind. So when you start thinking about that, it just start coming up. It start coming up. You can't start talking about the negative, because it's there and it's been, the positive's been submerged all these years in your bloodline. And when you start moving the negative out of the way, and then just like a flotation device, it start coming up to the surface again. When you start meeting somebody, or you start talking to somebody in your family, instead of them talking about the foolishness that day, they telling you something that you never knew that somebody in your family did, that your mother did, that your grandmother, you might have not even knew them, and then one day you met them. But that all started because you start thinking that that's what you wanted to do.
So it's a matter of just starting to think differently.
Yeah,
well,
deciding to want to be different, deciding to want to find the positive power that is in your family. You know, you have to be very specific. If you want to get some specific, you have to be specific. And
Amen.
So you have to say that this is what I want, and not just say that. Then you have to direct your energy toward that. You know, and some people think Ancestry.com is the answer. You know, Ancestry.com, they can put just about anything you want to hear on there, because people pay them. But if you really want to get to the bottom of who you are and the power that you have, then ask the people that you know, or just you can ask God. God inside of you will speak to you. He'll tell you stuff, and you won't have to wonder if it's true or not. Because when it, I know it's true.
I was just thinking, you know, it might be a case where you really want to look and take the time to look through your family like that. And that's what I was going to say. But if your heart really changes, if you really make a decision to want to do it, God for sure will show you who you are. You know, and some people don't families sue, whether the case be because of adoption or their parents died or and they got away from the family or whatever the case may be. I agree with that, that if you see God's understanding, he'll show you exactly who you are and give you peace in it. 657-383-0613 is the number to call to chat with your host, Pastor, and her special guest husband, Pastor AJ. He's also here to talk with you, and this is our last show that we're having concerning this subject matter. And if you got anything that you want to share, or even if you've just been listening to the show all month and find that you enjoyed it and you appreciate it and maybe you want to hear more programming along this line, you can also call that number, 657-383-0613, and let us know that, and we'll see what we can do with that. So, again, we're talking about that power that is in your family that is there for us to use to make us better. And as Pastor AJ said, it also is something that will turn us around, get us stronger, get us back on the right track. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Keep that number handy, 657-383-0613. We'll be right back. To Truth is Freedom. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl. And again, the number for calling is 657-383-0613. And we are still speaking and discussing and examining, if you will, subject matter that we have had all month long. And it was concerning and is concerning our families, the lineage in our family, the power that's in our family, and how we can tap into it to help us and promote us and put us in a different place than we are today, and how the lack of using what the family has for us has in many ways the position that we're in. I want to stress, too, when I say lack of using what the family has provided, I can imagine minds are going straight to, again, material things, or, you know, working or having money to give you and all of that. I really don't mean exactly that, because there was a lot of people in our family who did not have a lot of money but had wonderful work ethic. They knew how to take care of their family. They knew how to be providers, but they didn't have a lot of money. So I ain't talking about stuff, but I'm talking about a mindset. I'm talking about a personality. I'm talking about a specific skill. I'm even looking at people in their families that were great leaders. They didn't lead a country. They didn't lead a city. They weren't the council person, but they knew how to lead their family. And a lot of times once they passed, no one picked up that leadership skill to continue to lead the family. So therefore, everybody kind of broke off, went in all kind of different directions, and the family became weak. These are these things that we have got to grasp hold of and power out of it. It's a very empowering thing, and it's a very powerful family who understands that there's a leader in the family and that follows the leader that's in the family. We have people in our family that are great communicators. That's a very important skill. As a family, we have to know how to communicate, just not one to another, but communicating outside of the family, in the neighborhood. All of these things are important. And all of these things are skills that we have seemed to totally just let go. And it has taken a great toll on our family. It has made us weak and angry and violent and uncaring and unnurturing. Because all of these things, a family is like a source of a business. It takes all kind of people, and everything has, everybody has a place. You know, children have a place, and caller, I'll be right with you. Thank you for calling. And children have a place. Everybody has a place. So we want to let you know that, you know, we're not talking about money and things as a heritage, but we're talking about a spiritual ability to do things. Like I said, some of them are communicators, some of them were great speakers, you know, some of them were even travelers, you know, have a traveling spirit and know how to intermingle in different places and weren't afraid to go different places. That's something to build on. That's something to get established. And we have a caller, 2721 is the last four of your number. I recognize this number. Hello, caller. And go ahead with your comment or remark. Caller, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Betty Thompson, and I'm calling from Lisma, Alabama. And I just called in to listen this evening, and so far I'm enjoying it. I'm late getting in, but I'm enjoying the talk, and I just would like to listen this time.
Okay, well, I thank you so much, Betty, from Lisbon, Alabama. And I'm going to tell everybody, that's my mother-in-law. Let's give her a hand. Yay, for calling in. We thank you, and thank you for listening to the conversation. And anytime you want to step in and make a comment, the line always remains open, and you can do that. So,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Amen, and thank you for calling in. We sure appreciate it.
Okay.
So what we're continuing to talk about and what we're continuing to stress, and again, this is our last show, we're stressing that we would get in a hurry and light a fire under the desire to find out what it is that our family possesses that will help us right now. Today that will help kickstart our life down today. Some are looking for something. Some have not gotten to that place yet. But I know that in every family, if you look at it in the right respect and look at it in the eye of seeking for something, you will find something. As I got before, seeking ye shall find, knocking the door shall be opened unto you. But you got to do it. And there is a trait in your family. There's something there, and probably more than one. Wouldn't you agree, Pastor AJ?
Yes, it is.
More than one thing that's there. You, like a building block. That'll be your first brick you can stand on.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Building block. While I have my mama on the line, I want to talk about the power that I got from her. The first one is that she's the one who brought me here. And so without her, of course, it wouldn't be no me. And not only brought me here, but I don't remember missing a meal at my house. And it was a lot of folks at my house. And but this lady, Betty Thompson, my mother, she cooks full meals every day at each meal. And that's something not many people know how to do today.
That's true.
She sewed, she worked, she gardened.
And still do.
Yeah, and still do. And she was a good wife. She wasn't hanging out at the local bar. Nobody couldn't say she was running around with another man somewhere. Those are things that need to be passed on today. And those are things that are in my mother that I know will help our family a lot. I being able to recognize when you got a good man, not many people, not many women know how to recognize that because that hadn't been passed on.
Amen.
And so because she did, her children turned out pretty good.
Amen.
I can say that success in my life been due to her as much as myself and as much as my daddy and grandparents. But it's been due to her because a lot of times she stayed out of my daddy's way, even times I thought she was in. But she knew what she needed to do better than I did. And because of that, I turned out to be a good man. I turn out to be successful at almost everything that I put my hands to. Because of that, I also learned how to respect women and a woman and how to appreciate my wife and be a good man. And so I don't know if I ever told you these things before or not, Mama, but I've been thinking about them a lot lately, especially since we've been doing this. And there's a lot of positive things that I miss going over the years, but I live with them positive things. And I wish that my children, I wish they had some things to pass on. I wish they'd grab a hold of them. And so their children can be successful. And I'm saying that because I've also been through a lot in my life. And without them things from you, without them things from my daddy with your help, then I wouldn't have been able to weather those storms. I wouldn't have made it through. It was things that would have taken my life, things that would have taken my freedom. But none of them did, because the power that was in my bloodline said to win and succeed and to not give up, to not give in, to not die, to not be a beggar, and to appreciate when people help you. There was something this little Jean have told me long as I can remember, when somebody helps you, appreciate it. That go along.
Something that we I can say what a lot of the people today and then people today, they don't understand that. They don't understand what is. They don't understand what appreciation does. You know, they think these things are just things, but these things have life to them, and they make stuff happen. And an appreciative heart, it makes things happen. You know, and that is absolutely things that need to be. And a lot of the things that's, like I said, making us so bitter and to the point where we just murder and take each other's lives with no thought, it's because we don't understand the power of doing the right thing. We don't understand the power of that. We don't understand the power of when you are of God and from God. We don't get that. Something that was always made and brought to our attention, even if it wasn't nothing but because you had to go to Sunday school every Sunday, or, you know, you had to go to the church, or definitely had to go on Easter. I mean, there was something there that told us that there's something greater than us, and there's something that you can call on and rely on when you give out. So we thank you. I'm glad you said that. That was very, made me a little teary.
Well, me too. Well, I thank
you. But you know what? I thank God for both of you. And without the power of God and His Holy Spirit in Him leading me to do the right thing, you know, neither one of us would be in the condition we're in today. But I've always been able to take my children to church and Sunday school, Bible class. And they haven't grown up in the Bible, so train up a child in the way he should grow. And when he get old, he won't depart from it. And I tried to instill that in them. And we really work. My children know how to work, and I still work. I'm almost 75, but I still dig in my garden so I can have some food. And it's worth it. And I thank God for both of you.
That's good news.
Amen. And that thing have kept me from being able to have to beg or ask anybody and bid anybody throughout. And it have kept doors open for me. That I always got a day door open. I often tell people about the man on the cartoon, Mr. Magoo. You know, somebody always trying to do something to him, drop something explosive, and I'm like Mr. Magoo. Somebody always trying to pull something, but it always backfire and get them instead of me. And I know that that's God, and I know that from the favor that I have in my life, and due to you, providing that favor and providing that teaching and providing me with a solid meal to eat. I know what a real meal tastes like. So I don't have to go somewhere eating somebody's garbage and saying that tastes good when it's good for me, because I know when it ain't.
Yeah, I know.
Call us that the phone lines are still open for you to call in. The number is 657-383-0613. So if you want to call in, you can do that. Our lines are still open. And we're still talking about, and this is our last day to speak on and to talk about the lineage and the power and the strength that is in your family. If you look for it, it's there. It may have been tampered with. It may have been covered with a lot of foolishness over the years. But if you go back, like I said, talk to some of them older aunts and older uncles and cousins and your mothers and grandmothers. Give them a talk. Sit down with them. Listen to what they're saying. I guarantee you they have something that you can take to the bank and that will wake you up and shake you up and open up your eyes and your life. That old pull you up by your bootstrap type conversation. You know, and some people say, well, I ain't got no bootstraps. Well, they can even show you how to get a pair of bootstraps.
All
if you
right.
just sit
talk with them.
That's what they're there for. The wealth of knowledge. It's a wealth of power. And what they have for you and you putting it together with what God has for you, that's how things move on and become greater. Elements, everything connecting. Is really understanding what your family has and seeing it as a plus, seeing it as a positive thing. Just because, again, just because they was a sharecropper, that wasn't poor. There was something to that. If nothing else, it taught you how to treat yourself. Now add to that. You know, don't think of it as being them being poor. My family ain't do nothing. We just poor and grew corn and used to sell cornmeal to our neighbors. Well, that was a business. That was the beginning of an understanding how to do a business. You know, so all of this stuff is valuable and very important. And I just wanted to say that. Pastor AJ, you have anything else you want to add?
Well, yeah, you know, we've been having this show now about this for, this will be the fifth week. And we have had some calls, but not a whole lot of callers, but we had enough to keep a conversation going. But it's surprising, but not really, about how hard it is to get people to want to talk about something positive about their family. And we need to do this so badly. We need to find the good, because those are the things that make us live and thrive. And the negative things are the things that destroy us, the things that we want to hold on to. I mean, I hear people talking about their family got diabetes and they want to pass that on. Got mom, you know. Those are not the things to pass on, because God didn't give that to us. You know, but the positive thing to build on. And I wish that we would all intercede that people would continue to learn to do this and pass this on. When we find these things that are in us, we're sane, and then we'll evolve into from great
glory to glory.
You know, and that's important. Listen, it's important that people break that cycle, don't hang up, and get stuck on those things that are negative and not taking us anywhere. Get stuck on or move me and all this stuff, and not taking them nowhere. Especially when people go away from home, that's one of the things that need to be passed on too, that it's not good to grow up and go away from home, because that's the place where your livelihood was at. And people stay close together, it helped keep everybody alive much longer. Existing, but being alive, you know. And if you do go away, he'll prepare you to go away, that you can recognize things, because there are a lot of people, even though they don't talk about it, when people go away, a lot of things happen to them. A lot of girls get, the boys get raped, even though they don't tell anybody yet. And one day they decide to write it off as the cost of doing business, and it's not. And but at home and being loved ones and knowing that I got an uncle and aunt who love me, mom and daddy who love me, having these people in your life make a difference. And I know, because I've had all these people in my life.
I want to just make two comments on what you were saying, because this is very, very true. We haven't had a lot of callers, but we have had callers, and we thank you so much for calling in. However, I think this show has done another thing, too. I think the callers were kind of limited, because this is something they never thought about. So they didn't really understand how to participate in the conversation, because a lot of people, especially black families, we don't pass, because we haven't passed this information along, we never even really thought about this, the things that my family said. So I think that slowed it also. Through having the show, it has, even if they didn't call in, if they listened and heard, I think they really, and it's going to make a difference now. So I'm glad. And also, we might, like you said, to go away, or maybe we choose to go away for whatever reason. And that is okay, but I'm with Pastor AJ. Be like the Sankofa bird. You know, the Sankofa bird is a bird, always come back home. He always touch bases to his foundation where he was. He never just leaves there. He always come back. Wherever he go, he come back there. And that's something that we have to understand to do. You can't leave that place of protection and love and comfort. You know, no, maybe everybody didn't get along. Maybe you do have a problem with one or two people or whatever, but even that within itself is a reason to come back, because you need to straighten it out. We have to remember, don't go and be gone for 20. I know people who did that. They left home and they've been gone for 20, 22 years and hardly never come back home. And they are literally just torn up. They're shredded. The ways of this world, and shredded them, because they have a base to go back to, or they didn't go back to their base to get strength. It reminds us of being in service and in the congregation of the saints. You come there to get strength so that when you do go out, you got something to go with. But you got to come back to get stronger. And that's what I say to those who find themselves having to go out. Okay, do that. But don't ever stay away from your foundation. Get back to your foundation and get strengthened up and get what you need so that when you go back out, you won't just be torn. You won't be down. You will know that you got help. You got somewhere to come from. And people, when they know that you ain't got nothing, them is the ones that they looking for. They going to tear you up. So I just encourage you. If you got to go ahead and... But don't leave your foundation. Don't forget about it. You did. That's Amen. What keeps you. I keep you. So it's been great, and it's been 5 weeks of this, and I just know in my spirit that it has opened up the eyes. If nothing is made thinking of. That's where we drop the ball a lot, because we think we ain't got nothing. We don't pass on nothing. You do have something. You do have something to pass on. You do have something to a meal. You got something to add to the pot. But you got to pass it on. You got to let it be known. So we encourage that, and I just speak it, that has happened. That some eyes have been opened, some ears have been opened, some spirits have been shaken, and that we're going into a new day. We got a couple of more minutes, so I'm going to get his number out again, 657-383-0613. If you got any last-minute comments you want to dial real quick and get in and make them, we got a few minutes for you to do that. But if not, we'll see you on next Friday. Right back at 6 o'clock next Friday, a whole new month. So we'll have a whole new conversation going on next month, and we hope that you will tune in and listen in and call in, as they always here waiting to share. And everyone, this month we had a special guest, Pastor Carmen. Well, she was here. Discusses. I want to thank her again for taking out the time to come in. Had a special caller who just called more than once. I guess they couldn't get enough, because they were saying that I just never thought about it. This has really made me rethink my family, you know. And that was Sister Tina we thank her for being a frequent flyer or a frequent call. So keep us in mind. Pastor AJ has one more comment, and then we're going to have to shut it down for the night.
I just want to say again to my mother and to everybody who listens, every strong, strong woman to stand up and husband do things that you feel uncomfortable with your child when they're making a man out of them. And I want to thank you because I'm glad of who I am. And I remember Daddy used to tell me one of these days, boys, y'all going to thank me. Of course, me and my brother Ronald, we look at each other and say, not us. Those aren't the exact words we use. It was some bad words. But I'm thankful that I got a chance to thank him before he passed, instead of being one of the people that are always thinking about what they could have done after they're gone. And I thank you for letting him make a man out of me, Mom.
You're welcome, and that is a part of the family. It's part of the job. And I thank him for you coming out as well and blessed as you are through Jesus Christ.
I want to just say this, since I've had the privilege of knowing your mother. You sound just like her. Y'all voice sounds just alike. And that ain't a bad thing. Y'all sound just alike. Every time I hear you talk, I think of Madea.
Oh, really?
The sound of your voice, not so much the wording.
Yes.
The tone that's in your voice is just. Yeah.
Hey, well, I have
all
enjoyed.
Right, thank you so much for calling in and listening in, and hopefully you'll do it again for us, okay?
I will. I enjoyed it.
This has been Truth is Freedom, and I am your host, Pastor Cheryl, and we thank Pastor AJ Thompson for his comments and his review and overall for the month. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you again on next Friday. Have a blessed day or evening.